Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Travelers passing through Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport now have a new place to relax, work, and play. The new Portal Lounge has opened in Terminal 1, offering a mix of food, drinks, and immersive gaming experiences. The space features elevated dining, gaming stations, and even a robotic bartender that helps craft specialty drinks alongside staff. The DFL State Convention opens tomorrow, and one notable name will be missing. U.S. Representative Angie Craig says she is skipping the convention to concentrate on the August primary for her run for the U.S. Senate. DFL Chair Richard Carlborn tells MNN he's not surprised at her decision.
While I would have enjoyed to have that debate at the convention, Angie Craig has made her decision, and that's her decision to make, and we are going to consider the endorsement for U.S. Senate. I anticipate Peggy Flanagan will likely be the endorsed candidate, and then DFL will stand with Peggy Flanagan all the way through November.
The DFL convention is in Rochester, while the Republicans are holding theirs in Duluth. More details have been released about the incident at a Moorhead Middle School that caused 12 students to get sick after ingesting THC gummies. Police Chief Chris Hemlick says they found a large drug operation in the home of 40-year-old Martin Holst and 43-year-old Amanda Holst.
Detectives recovered 1,900 THC cartridges. They also recovered products that contained THC cannabis flower, as well as edibles and wax. And some of the flowers that were pre-packed in containers and were ready to sell in candy-looking packages.
Police also seized psychedelic mushrooms and more than $70,000 in cash from the home. And Xcel Energy customers in Minnesota could get a refund under a proposed settlement to their natural gas rate case. Annie Levinson-Falk of the Citizens Utility Board says Xcel was seeking an 8.2% increase, but the settlement would knock it down to 4.1%.
Public comments are being accepted until June 12th, and then a judge that's overseeing the case and compiling all of the evidence will make a recommendation by September 1, and then the PUC will make their final decision following that this fall.
Customers have been paying a 6.8% interim rate increase and would be refunded for the 2.7% difference. In other headlines, the USDA is giving farmers in Minnesota a rare chance to expand crop safety net coverage. Landowners can review and add base acres for key programs from June through August. It's the first update since 2002, with millions of new acres available. Officials say it'll better help reflect current operations and help farmers manage risks from low prices and tough weather. More relief is coming to the Minnesota families impacted by wildfires in northern Minnesota. The Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board has come up with a total of $350,000 to help repair the damage from the Brimson and North Shore wildfires. DFL Senator Grant Hochschild.
This funding will sort of help bridge that gap that exists from FEMA funding that went out, as well as sort of private donations and insurance.
And Best Buy reported better earnings Thursday morning that even surprised Wall Street. The Richfield, Minnesota-based retailer showed signs of digging out of its slump by reporting a sales growth of 2% from the prior year. The retailer says the biggest drivers in sales were gaming, computing, mobile phones, and services. The negative was a decline in appliance sales. This is MNN.